Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will.
Yeah.
He promised me he will.
Good morning, and God bless you. And this is Evangelist Faye, and today is Wednesday, June the 24th, 2020, and the months are coming in and rolling out. Amen. And I'm so thankful that I'm living to see another month, another day, another morning, and to let God's love shine upon me and others. Amen. Amen. My topic or encouragement, let me put that right, encouragement today is on compassion. Before I get into the word, Heavenly Father, I pray and that you bless all that are going through their tribulations and going through things. We know that the blood of Jesus, and with your faith and trust in you, that they would make it through. I pray for those things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Talking about compassion and I think a lot of people need to have that today. My compassion flows as I see myself in others. Whether someone I know is in a state of celebration, tribulation, or somewhere in between, I try to understand what they're going through and love them unconditionally. How I react to the people in my life shows me a part of myself. Some of my best teachers are those with whom I've been at odds. I embrace every opportunity for personal growth amid conflict, and I exercise patience as I communicate with others. I practice thinking, speaking, and acting from a consciousness of love. I feel my oneness with others. Looking into the eyes of another, I see myself, and my heart swells with compassion and infinite. With gratitude, I listen, love, and serve. Colossians 3:12, as God's chosen one, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. That's just a brief touch of compassion. What the Bible says about compassion. The Hebrew and Greek words translated means to have mercy, to feel sympathy, and to have pity. In Psalms 86:15, it says, but you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Like all of God's attributes, his compassion is infinite and external. Well, eternal. His compassion never fails, and they are new every morning. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, exemplifies all the Father attributes, including his compassion. When Jesus saw his friends weeping at the grave of Lazarus, he felt compassion for them and wept alongside them. Moved with compassion for the suffering of others, Jesus healed the large crowds who came to him. That was in Matthew 14:14. as well as individuals who saw his healing. When he saw the large crowd as sheep without a shepherd, his compassion led him to teach them the things the false shepherds of Israel had abandoned. The priests and scribes were proud and corrupt. They despised the common people and neglected them, but Jesus had compassion on them, and he taught and loved them. When asked what was the greatest commandment, Jesus responded that it is to love God with all our heart, mind, and strength. He added that the second commandment is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. The Pharisees has asked him which single command of God is the greatest. But Jesus provided two, stating not only what we are to do, but also how to do it. To love our neighbor as ourselves is the natural result of our loving devotion toward God. 1 John 3:17 asks, if anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Originally made in his image, man is to exemplify God's traits, including compassion. From this, it follows that if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. The Bible is clear that compassion is the attribute of God and of God people as well. This is my encouragement for the day. Have compassion for your fellow man, because, you know, God, he first loved you. Therefore, you need to spread that love amongst yourself and others. God bless you, and I will have another word for you Friday. Because he first loved me, God is God. Amen. Have a great Wednesday. Love you. Bless you. Keep walking in the faith and stay encouraged. Amen. Amen.